All right, praise God. If you know any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 9.
I'm going to go into communion now. If you have the elements, fantastic. If not, just do it by faith. Dear Jesus, the night before Thanksgiving, we thank you for all you've done for us and all you continue to do for us. And we thank you that you went to the cross. You took all our sins and all our infirmities. And we thank you for the blessing you bestow upon us. We take your body now in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name.
Be agreeing and receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus that has washed away all sins when we repent and when we confess them. And cleanses us of all unrighteousness. And it gives us a do-over to start again. We thank you for your grace. Where would we be without it? Thank you for helping us to live a sin-free life, practicing the fruit of the Spirit, being more self-disciplined to identify sins, and I recognize when the enemy's trying to attack us. Thank you that your blood was the payment so that we didn't have to go through all that you went through. Thank you for your redemption. Thank you for giving us life and life more abundantly. Thank you, Lord, that we could live a life free. And we now partake of the blood of Jesus in remembrance of what Jesus did for us.
I show our 20 affirmations to be healed by the stripes of Jesus. Be ready. We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the stripes
stripes of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We've
have been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus. We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the
stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
One more.
We
We
have
have
been
been
healed
healed
by
by
the
the stripes
stripes
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. And
Praise the Lord.
everyone that agrees says,
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. And okay, we're going to do a reminder of all the things that we need to do to have a victorious cleanse lifestyle. And those of you that have any questions tonight, after you've cleansed or after you've bound up demons, devils, and evil spirits, you can write them in the chat. If you want them to be private, you can write it to us privately, or you could raise your hand and we will let you ask the question. But if you could put it in the chat, it would help save some time.
All right, so this season is about living a victorious cleansed lifestyle. And living a victorious cleansed lifestyle is a spiritual foundation. This helps us stay cleansed So we hear God's voice better. We stay spiritually cleansed. We live a consecrated and committed walk with God. Here we're being committed. We are committed to walk with God. We develop key disciplines designed to keep demonic influences and hooks out of our lives and develop a lifestyle of holy habits, which keeps demon, devil, evil spirits from harassing us. This is very, very important going forward. We're going to be alert to recurring temptations and treat them as sin. Deal with demons, devil, evil spirits behind the temptations and bad habits. How do you do this? We need to stay with the morning prayer. You confess your sins frequently using the known sins prayer. As soon as you know you made a sin, do a KSP, and unknown sins prayer every 1 to 2 hours. Read and study the Bible. Attend church at least twice a week. And by the way, thank you for your diligence to show up tonight, even though it's before a holiday. Take communion daily, which of course we just did. Resist sins. When the devil tries to tempt you, just resist them. Key word here, forgive quickly. Okay. If past offense resurfaces in your mind, recognize the temptation, then pray the forgiveness prayer. Speak affirmations daily. Pray in tongues. Try to get to an hour a day. Praise and worship continuously. Give tithes and generous offerings and fast when able. Okay, cleanse your spirit of insolence, cleanse your home.
Okay, praise the Lord. So, how do you remember what prayers to do? Well, sometimes it can get confusing, but guess what? We sent them to you. So, and we're also going to post them tonight. So, if you can't find them in your email or whatever, we're going to do them now. Why? Because every hour you should be trying to do unknown sins prayer, because if you're sin free, it stops the devil from attacking you. If you don't know that someone went through a stop sign because there was a big bush in front of it, the policeman can still give that person a ticket, right? Yes. So the devil can still attack you even though you don't know you sinned. But when you know that you sinned, we call that a known sins prayer. If you know that you got upset with someone, is that a sin? Yeah.
Yes.
And what are we going to focus on? Did you get offended? Do you have any unforgiveness? Or do you have any fear? We're going to focus on those three things. Now, if you notice other things, then confess those sins as well. So if anybody didn't get a chance to confess any of these sins in the last hour or so. Only if you do those sins do you confess them. Don't confess something you didn't do.
Right.
Okay, so this is the prayer that you do, the known sins prayer when you know you sinned. So this isn't what do we call all these prayers that we do on a daily basis that are essential. Daily essential prayers, okay? So all right, so now we're gonna go to our unknown sins prayer. And if you haven't memorized it, I would suggest that you take a screenshot, put it in your phone, put in a file folder in your email so that you can always access it. So we did an unknown sins prayer at 6:33 and a brief kingdom of God prayer, establish a kingdom of God. Why do you want to establish a kingdom of God after you do a known sins prayer? Or if you're unaware of any sins and you don't know what the sins are, you do an unknown sins prayer. That helps you to not be a target of the enemy. And why do you establish a kingdom of God after doing either one of those? Because if someone sins, even if you don't know it, you have just had a crack in your protective covering. Any tiny, tiny hole or crack means the devil can attack that person. So you have to reestablish the kingdom of God to make sure that you have protection and that you can hear God's voice clearly, and there's no hindrance to that. So, because it's been about a half an hour, let's go ahead and do it again.
All right, so we often do this, and you can do this as many times as you can throughout the day. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you, Lord,
thank you, Lord,
for cleansing
for
me
cleansing me
of all
of
unrighteousness,
all unrighteousness.
according to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 9. Okay, if you can't do it as often as every hour, do you eat 2 or 3 times a day? Well, can you do it per meal? It takes about 30 seconds. Can you do it right when you wake up and do your morning miracle prayers? And then you can do it before you go to sleep as well. Okay, so let's pray for our loved ones. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I forgive.
I forgive.
You could name a specific loved one, or you could say all of my family
All of my family
of their sins.
of their sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you, Lord,
thank you, Lord,
for cleansing them
for cleansing them
of all
of
unrighteousness,
all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1 9.
according to 1 John 1
If
9.
any of them needs to be healed, you could do a healing affirmation afterwards. If any of them needs provision, you can do other affirmations. So let's just do this way. And they have all been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
They have all been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Amen. Okay, that took about 10 seconds. Okay, now let's go to establishing the kingdom of God prayer. Let's do the short summary version. I recommend in the morning and at night, do the normal version. And what prayer version is this? This is the foundational expanded version. So it would be, if we had one for semester 3 in healing school, this is what it would be, because we only give semester 2 and 3.
Semester one.
This would be a semester 1 version, excuse me, but we call it the foundational expanded version. Let's do the short one together. That takes about, 60 seconds. In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
I bind up every demon, devil, and evil spirit
I bind for a demon, devil, and evil spirit
challenging me.
challenging
You
me.
cannot affect me
You cannot affect me
in any way,
in any way,
shape,
shape,
or form.
or form.
The blood of Jesus
The blood of Jesus
heals and restores me
heals and restores me
from the damages of sin
from the damages of sin
and the effects of any challenges.
and the effects of any challenges.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
I establish
I
the
establish
kingdom of God
the kingdom of God
over and around me,
over and around me.
the healing power of God
The healing power of God
and his
and
anointing
his anointing
is imparted
is imparted
to me.
to me.
The will of my heavenly
The
Father
will of my heavenly Father
will be done
will be done
in everything
in everything
that I pray and do today.
that I pray and do today.
The angels of God
The angels of God
have a godly firewall
have a godly firewall
of protection
of protection
around me,
around
where
me,
the enemy
where the enemy
cannot hear,
cannot hear,
see,
see,
or know
or know
what I am doing
what I am doing
or praying.
or praying.
Okay, that means that we're invisible to the enemy. And these prayers, basically, you can also add anything else that you want to be specific, but it does cover everything in your life. In the name of Jesus,
In the name of
I am
Jesus,
protected
I am protected
above me,
above
through
me,
the heavens,
through the heavens,
past the aerites,
past the aerites,
below me,
below
through
me,
the core of the earth,
to the core of the earth,
stopping at the gates of hell,
stopping at the gates of
and
hell,
360 degrees around me,
and 360 degrees around me,
everywhere I go,
everywhere I
in
go,
everything I do,
and everything I
and
do,
everything that pertains to me
everything pertains to me,
is protected,
is protected,
including my home,
in my home.
businesses.
Businesses,
You can add clients if you have any, churches,
churches,
ministries,
ministries,
career,
career,
projects,
projects,
assignments,
assignments,
accounts,
accounts,
identities,
identities,
current and future income,
current and future
and
income.
anything God wants me to do.
Anything God wants me to do.
Thank you, God,
Thank you,
for your
God,
divine
for your
protection,
divine protection,
provision,
provision,
prosperity,
prosperity,
healing,
healing,
health,
health,
and
and
wholeness.
wholeness.
And everyone that agrees, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, so now you are reprotected and you are in a position where you can hear God's voice clearly. I'm going to ask Pastor Matthew to post that daily essentials prayer on tonight's post as well. when the video is uploaded. So that way you can always find it if you need it, but you should always be able to look in your email if you're an ABCer. It was emailed to you last week on the 19th. Okay, so praise the Lord. Pastor Matthew, did you want to share?
I don't have anything right now. I mean,
Okay. You were
I
going to
think
give your
what we
testimony?
yeah, I could do that. You know, part of the thing tonight is this is a checkup to see how we've been doing after we have either cast out or washed down demons last week in those three areas that we've talked about, brought up already tonight of fear, unforgiveness, and offense. And so I just wanted to share a testimony because often what happens is the evil one tries to come back and to drag us down, to pull us back into things, so that the demons can either come back into us or come back around us and affect us again. So we've talked about how diligent we need to be. Well, this week I had a situation without being very real specific, but I've had a situation where the attack that came was or could have been very fearful. And in the past, it has been when things like that have happened before. And this time, I knew, I knew exactly what was going on, but I had already made a commitment that I didn't care how the evil one was going to try to attack me in this particular area, but I was not going to let fear come back in. So when that happened and fear tried to get in, I just cast down that imagination. I bound up the demons behind it, cast them into the fires of hell. And through that whole incident, there was no fear. And the result was I was set free. And the challenge was diminished. So, I mean, if anybody else has any questions or whatever. I don't know if any questions have come up in the chat yet, but these are the kind of things that we can help you with to how to overcome. So when you start seeing the demonic influences starting to, talk to you or get into your mind, bringing up suggestions or remembering things that happened in the past or whatever it might be to try to drag you back into unforgiveness, to try to drag you back into being offensive or fear of offense or any of those kind of things, or just fear in itself. If anybody has any comments or anything about that, I mean, we can help you and maybe give you some ideas of how to attack that. So,
That was a good testimony.
by the way, let me put some perspective for everybody here. I think it's safe to say that Pastor Matthew is very experienced at dealing with demons, devil, evil spirits. Would you agree with me on that? But he's still attacked, right? So when you're attacked, don't feel bad because Satan wants to attack you. He's attacking all of us. He takes Pastor Karen and myself. We have to think, what did he do? Is this a devil? Made him flee. He's doing things we taught you, and it worked for him. Now, this is a situation he's had challenges over the years. But because he did something Wednesday night, got rid of some things, when the attack came, he handled it right away and took care of it. And that's our goal for everybody here. Recognize the challenge.
Amen.
The devil's talented. He's sneaky and he slips in there like a snake, right? Okay. But when he gets in there, when you recognize that snake, your job is to stop that snake. But you got to be able to recognize the snake. Maybe you see the movement in the grass or something, whatever it is. The point is that we all are challenged by the enemy. Satan's not going to quit until Jesus comes and puts him away for 1,000 years. Then he says there's another attack after that. But the bottom line is here, expect the attack. Expect it to come because you're ready for it. When I was in martial arts training, they taught me you walk in someplace, first you just look around, check out where the exits are, and look at the people. So if something happened, you were kind of pre-advanced. Don't walk in there all willy-nilly and kind of blind. The idea is to be ready for anything. Now, Perfect, nothing happens. But if something does happen, you're ready for it. Our goal is to get you ready. That if you notice something, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to get rid of the situation. And you're going to stop it right there.
Vigilant. That's exactly right. Be vigilant. So it's a backwards compliment that you're attacked, because that means the devil's afraid of you, right? So that means
Let
you're
me,
getting more powerful, right?
yeah, let me share a couple of scriptures about diligence
Oh,
in
please.
Hebrews 11 chapter, I'm sorry, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. So one of the things that we need to realize when we have made a commitment to deal with fear or unforgiveness or whatever it is, as we've made that commitment, now is you're putting your faith out. So without faith it is impossible to please him. So when we have faith, we're pleasing God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In other words, we will get the victory when we diligently seek him. And that is what, with our prayers, with our diligence to recognize the sin that's coming in, that is where we then can be seeing his reward as we are diligent in doing those things.
Amen. Thanks for sharing that. Those are
Excellent.
good points. Now, if you were helped by the cleansing session last Wednesday, put a one in the chat. And did this checkup help you today? Put a two in the chat. One, if last Wednesday cleansing helped you, one in the chat. Two, if this checkup helped you today. Great. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
next week is our next cleansing. If you missed last Wednesday, come next week
That's true. It's
anyway.
okay.
We'll help you get caught up, and we're going to do more cleansing. And you know what groups you're going to be in. And every Wednesday is going to be checkup day after that. Those are very important, because if you had a tough week, we're going to help you through it. Don't wait to let us know if it's super, super hard. Text, Pastor James or me or Pastor Matthew, one of our leadership, Annie, Susan, text us, let us be able to help you. Okay. So we're here for you. All right. Praise the Lord. Looks like everybody was getting blessed, and I'm excited about it. And I want to do some Thanksgiving, to the Lord. So everybody put in the chat what you are thanking God for this Thanksgiving week. What are you thanking God for?
And speaking of what you're typing,
Yeah.
okay, I'm thanking God for 31 years of my beautiful bride tonight.
I'm thanking God also. We have the same exact 31st anniversary as Carol and Doug
That's
Early.
right. Yay.
And it's Mary Helen's birthday. She went out of town, so she's not here tonight. But we sang happy birthday and happy anniversary on last Sunday. But shout out to Carol and Doug for a wonderful happy anniversary, too. Okay, we got some good comments of thanking God for family and loved ones. I thank God for my husband, my church, Awake 633, and his goodness. Happy anniversary. Oh, thank you. Appreciate that, Nick. And that's a good comment, Margie. Sharon Crane, always being with us at all times. Amen. Annie, almost 3rd year anniversary with my husband. Thanking God for that. Okay, Maria, I thank God for loving me just the way I am. Oh, that's a good one. Pastor Matthew, for his grace and healing power. 10 wonderful years with Penny. Oh,
Yes.
that's a good one too. Frida, for his direction, healing, and provision. Susan, I'm thankful for his love and his faithfulness. Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful things to be thankful for. And Pastor James and I are thankful for each and every one of
This is
you. We
true.
love you as our spiritual family, and you're all very dear to us.
Thank God for all your victories you're having right now. We thank God for the victories coming in 2026, as we believe this can be a stupendous close of 25 and roll right into a fantastic 26 in Jesus' name.
Amen. Kara Early, thank God
Amen.
for our health, Andrew cleansing, and everyone who has shown their love for me. Oh, those are wonderful.
Great.
Okay. Pastor Matthew, do you want to end in the closing prayer?
Okay. Yes, Father, we are very thankful. Thankful that you sent Jesus. We are thankful for all that you've been doing in our lives and will continue to do. And I thank you, Father, that as we seek you more and more, and as we are diligent to seek you, that you will reward us greatly. And so we thank you for that, Father. I thank you for your protection over all of us tonight and tomorrow as we celebrate with family and friends. And lead us and guide us by your Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. Amen.
And everyone that agrees
Amen.
says, Amen.
Amen.
Well, thanks,
Amen.
Denise. Thanking God for my loved ones, life, God, direction. 633 is on all ABC members. Amen. Well, love you guys. And oh,
Happy Thanksgiving tomorrow.
yeah.
Those who want to get up, we will be here at 6:33 for you. So come on, and we'll still do our 6:33 part in the morning, and then go on and enjoy our day. Also, next Wednesday is another cleanse, so feel free to come on in for the third, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Amen. Okay, well, praise the Lord. This concludes this portion of our Overcomers Club.